The story of the woman caught in adultery is, from one point of view, a very nasty story indeed. For a start, it's the woman alone who's humiliated and made to stand in the middle of the crowd. The law of Moses said that the man and the woman should cop the same punishment, but the bloke is nowhere to be seen. Secondly, the religious leaders care nothing for the woman. She's treated as an object, Exhibit A. Their only aim was to use her to push Jesus into a no-win situation, to trap him into setting the law aside or finding a way around it. From another point of view, however, this is a most inspiring and tender story of mercy and forgiveness. Jesus refuses to buy into the trap as it's been set out. He doesn't stare at the woman. He bends down and he doodles in the dust. And when he's pushed, he says, "Let the one without sin cast the first stone." And one by one, they slink away. Jesus is left alone with the woman. He looks up to her. "Has no one condemned you?" "No, no one." "Neither do I condemn you," says Jesus gently. "Go away and sin no more." Jesus treats her with respect. He's understanding and merciful. He invites her to turn over a new leaf. He calls her to conversion of heart. She's given a second chance. In Lent, we examine our conscience. We recognize our guilt. We confess our sin. And then we're blown over by mercy. We encounter the Lord who loves us even while we're doing wrong, who's waiting to forgive and to heal, to set a new heart in us. That's the overwhelming message of Lent. Not that we toughen up by our own works of penance, but that we are embraced unconditionally in the arms of God's mercy.